You're listening to a message from Mercy Culture Church, home of Pastor Landon and Heather Schott in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information about Mercy Culture and ways that you can be a part of it, visit mercyculture.com.
I am excited about this morning. I believe this word is right here, right now for us in this season. Matthew chapter 6, we are going to read from verses 1 through 4, Matthew chapter 6. I am going to give a minute for the real saved people with the Bible and to find it. And for those who are on the way still, open up your app. Okay, so look at this. I stutter. It always gets quiet, huh? Isn't that funny? Like, you know, people are like, oh my gosh. Like, what do we do? Do we feel bad? Do we, like, you know, like, I mean, like, you know, do we feel sorry for this guy? Like, you know, what's happening, you know? Okay, no, I literally have a speech impediment, okay? I've had it my whole life. So the fluency you see this morning is because I worked with a speech therapist for over 13 years. Yeah, come on, because you know what? It wasn't easy on me. It was a hard season in life, you know? And so look at this. So if I get stuck, don't worry. All right? If I get stuck on a word, I'm going to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Come on. We're overcomers in this house. I'll get through it. You know, I got God on my side. The Holy Spirit's in this house. He's going to get us through any suck season we're in. My gosh, that'll preach. And for everybody who is going to give me a Moses word after this, I love you already. All right, hey, remember, we're in family here, aren't we, or no? I love y'all so much. I really do. I have cried for you guys. I really have. But I'm excited to be here, okay? Who's ready? Who's pumped? Come on. I'm excited to be in the house of God this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Okay, so with that said, read it with me. So if I stutter, we all stutter together, okay? MC Central's going to be just like... like everyone's gonna be stuttering after this. It's funny. It's okay to laugh. You know, I'm a stutter. I can say that. It's all right. You know, we'll be okay. All right. Verse 1, read it with me. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order so that you're seen by them, for you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Verse 2, thus when you give unto the needy, sound no trumpets before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say unto you, they have received their reward. But when you give unto the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that when you give, it's in secret. For your Father sees what is done in secret and will reward you. I'm going to say it again. Your Father sees what is done in secret and will reward you. Message this morning is go into hiding. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, this is your room. This is your place. We honor you here this morning. Father, we invite your presence in this place. Open our hearts, open our minds, open our hearts, Lord, for your word here this morning. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Amen. So when Pastor Landon asked me to preach this morning, the first thing, well, not this morning, but for this morning, you're like, oh my gosh, you got this message that fast. For the podcast, let's restart. When Pastor Landon asked me to preach this morning, I remembered that at the end of last year and going into this year, into the year we're in right now, I remember he said, Steve, I heard from the Lord. I have a word for me personally this year in 2020. And he says, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, what's the word? He said, the Lord said, go into hiding. I'm like, okay. So what are you gonna do? He said, I felt that the Lord said, get off of social media. And so this whole year he has been off. Now as he is sharing this with me, in my human nature, I'm like, no, this is so dumb. Like, you know, everyone's on social media. We are a young church, you know. Not a lot of people know us. Like, dude, this is a horrible idea, man. Everyone follows you. You got a big platform. Like, this ain't gonna work. Like, I ain't riding with this word sort of kinda, you know. Like, I know it's God, but like, help me process this, because social media is one of the driving forces in our culture today. Isn't it amazing what has happened here at Mercy Culture Church this year, 2020, where we've experienced supernatural growth? We've had people literally visit this place and ask us, what are you guys doing? We're like, I don't know. We just show up, worship, pray, fast. We're wild ones in this place, aren't we? It's amazing. I was honestly looking back thinking, wow, Pastor Landon went into hiding and the Lord shows up in ways that are unexplainable. Look around you, this building. We celebrated this building at the beginning of this year. We stepped into this place this year, this miracle. Isn't it amazing? It excites me. For me personally, it's a miracle, because I remember still being in an Airbnb 3 years ago thinking, who's gonna come to a church we haven't planted yet? Look at the person next to you and tell them, you're a miracle. You are a miracle. We are experiencing a miracle here at Mercy Culture Church. It's a season of miracles here. But look at this, every single Sunday, okay? Every single Sunday, what we experience here is done by so many people unseen. What we experience here every single week is done by so many people unseen. Every Sunday morning, people are here at 6 a.m. putting up flags, serving in kids. As a matter of fact, right now in the unseen, people are going through their MC Connects. There are people right now behind this screen right here serving our church so that our online church is able to be a part of this. So many things happen during the week. Every single week, there are people in this church praying. There are people praying every single service behind the scenes over here. So much of what we experience here at Mercy Culture Church is done in private, in the unseen. Yesterday, I was here at church visiting the food bank. And I can't believe it. As of yesterday, over 20 million meals have been passed out in our city through our food bank. Come on, it's you to thank. Come on. Thank you so much for being faithful here. It's incredible. I was walking through there and, you know, I felt horribly bad because I literally almost didn't know most of the people serving. I was like, you know, so I walk up, I ask them, hey, how long have you been doing this for? They're like, oh, you know, I've been serving here for 6 months. I'm like, here for 6 months? Yeah. I'm here on Saturdays. I'm here on Wednesdays. I'm all like, oh my gosh. Like, I was so moved thinking that so much of what we experience in our church is done by people that are never noticed. So much is done by people we never see. I see it this way, according to Matthew 6, so much is done in secret. You know, secret is the unseen. It's the invisible. It kind of sounds like the kingdom of God, right? Where it's unseen, where it's invisible. It's what we don't see. And what happens is this, is that we live in a society, in a place where we celebrate what we see more than the unseen. But the kingdom of God, in it, what's most important is the unseen. It is an incredible thing to think about in life. We live in a time where everything is about being public, being loud, being on social media and posting on Instagram and being on your stories and, you know, doing this and, you know, building your business on social media and on the internet and advertisement and blah, blah, blah. And it's so loud. Everything is about being public. And God says, I'm private. Now, this is not an anti-social media message, okay? Because if you know me, I really like social media, okay? I'm on there all the time. As a matter of fact, sometimes, you know, Esther's all like, hey, Steve, we're here. Oh, okay. Hey, we're all here. You know, then I realize it doesn't mean I want to be included in your story. It's just like, you know, put your phone away type of deal, you know? I'm a big fan of social media, okay? Tomorrow morning, y'all will see me doing my good morning tomorrow morning, if you know what I mean. You know, but we live in a time where everything is about being public. If you don't post your relationship on Facebook, is it really real? You know, it's all about being seen, being known. It's anti-kingdom culture. It's all about who knows you. It's all about who sees you. It's all about what you're doing. Well, if no one's seeing what you're doing, does it really matter? Well, you know what? You should be public about it and make sure people are watching you and seeing you and so on. And so much of our society is about being public, and the kingdom is about the unseen. Fires me up. Look at this. I have young girls, and I think about, you know, we're at the high school over here, and I mean, just people on the internet constantly, young kids just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. The thoughts literally stirred up in me this past week. We have a culture scrolling the wrong scrolls, feeding from the wrong feeds. It's just a scroll culture. Scroll, 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 scroll. And what happens is that we're never in this scroll. What ends up happening is that we begin yearning the acceptance, being validated, being receiving our significance from the scene. From people who are here right now, but they are gone tomorrow. From people who only like you whenever you are working in their benefit. From people that only like you when you guys are cool and homies. From people that only like you whenever they feel that what you're doing is important to them. It's amazing what happens when our perspective where our souls long for acceptance from the wrong places. It's quiet in this church. In the kingdom of God, what is unseen is more important than the seen. It's so easy to celebrate someone rolling up here at church. They got a new car. Oh my gosh, dude, that's a nice car. It's easy to celebrate what we see, but it's hard to celebrate someone in this place that hasn't watched things on the internet for 6 months. It's hard to celebrate. Someone in this place who hasn't hit their spouse for 6 months. You know why? Because you don't see it. You don't see that their biggest win isn't a new car, but their biggest win is a transformation that's happening inside. Come on, so much what happens here at Mercy Culture Church is done by people unseen. It's so important as we keep expanding, as we keep growing at this rate, we are going to have even more and more people unseen in this place. And I want to put it in your hearts that the unseen is the place God wants you in. I want to put it in your hearts this morning that God has a place for the unseen. I want to put it in your heart this morning that in the kingdom of God, it's not about being public. It's about His reward in private. I was asking myself this question this week. Are there things in my life right now that I'm doing just because I want to be seen? What happens whenever we strive for acceptance, for significance, and seen, is we begin to behave out of who we really are. Haven't you ever asked yourself, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's doing that. I can't believe he's doing that. It's out of character. To be seen and wanted the acceptance of a person. It's quiet in this place. It's quiet in this place. Look at this. If you've ever felt unseen in this place, I want to let you know here this morning, He sees. He saw you in the private. He saw you when you gave what you had and it was the only thing you had. He saw you, single mom, when he walked out and you stood in your faith and said, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. He saw you in private when you've been battling that sickness and no one's been there and it's been the biggest battle you've had and you've felt so alone. No one's with me. No one's fighting with me. He's been there with you. He's seen you in the private. Oh, this wrecks me. This wrecks me. The culture we live in, it's all about being loud. man, I've been serving here for 1 year and I've never gotten that award they do. Oh, I can preach better than that stutterer. Probably. I mean, for real, like. It's crazy. We feel our spirits, our souls with all this noise, all this striving. I gotta be first, I gotta be known, I gotta be loud, I gotta be this, I gotta be that. As this church grows, let me tell you, the battle might get bigger, the noise might get louder in your ears. Isn't it crazy, speaking about noise, that this year they've been saying, hey, stay far apart from each other, stay alone in your house. And even being alone and being so far apart from each other, hasn't it been a loud year this year? It's been so noisy this year. This is happening, and COVID, and the economy, and this, and that, and that, and this, and everything is to get you to stay on that so that you're able to get your identity, what you need to do from that. I have spoken with so many people, oh, Steve, but the economy is going to do. You know what? I don't live by the world's economy. I live by the kingdom of God. And he says, he's the one who can prosper me in a drought. He's the one who has never forsaken me. I was there with the single mom and we were never forsaken. Economy what? My gosh, some of y'all need to shut the news off because it's messing with your faith. Being invisible is hard to process. Being invisible is hard to accept. Like, it's hard. Like, honestly, look at this. Check this out. One time, I remember, Esther was who knows where, you know? Spending my money who knows where, you know what I'm saying? So, like a good husband, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna surprise her, you know? Not only is she spending some money, I'm gonna clean the house. You know, so here I was, boop, 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 you know? You know what I'm saying? Mopping the floors. I washed the bottles, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm a king. I just washed the bottles, you know what I'm saying? You know? And then all I wanted from her was that she was gonna show up and like, it smells like Mr. Clean in here. Ah, you know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. Clean, baby. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Any husbands related? Actually, look at this. I don't want you to get in trouble, okay? Just like, you know, outside just elbow me. You know what I'm saying? But I remember, honestly, literally, on purpose, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this, you know? I can clean. She says, I never clean. Watch me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, doing this and like, you know, vacuuming this and so on. And then she shows up, you know, whatever, and like, honestly, doesn't mention a peep. And in my head, I was saying, how is she going to disrespect the man of this house? In my house, she's walking in like this, and she didn't even notice I use that strong Lysol smell. I was like, she's on the dark side now. No, for real, honestly, like, it's happened so many times, actually, you know, I just want your acceptance, babe, you know what I'm saying? But that's all right, my reward comes from my Father. Look at this. Look at this. Being invisible and feeling like no one is recognizing you is hard to process. I've been serving this house for so long and not even lunch. You know what happens, you know what I'm saying? What happens? I remember, look at this. I remember that incident. I was bugged about it, you know, because I worked hard cleaning the house. And then, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give her the silent treatment. So, hey, you want dinner? Yeah, sure, whatever. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, all right. And then deep down inside, like, Steve, fight your pride, boy, fight your pride. Nah, heck no. You know what I'm saying? Like the cartoon over here, you know, little devil, little angel, you know, I was like, ah, God. You know, Steve, she didn't say anything. Steve, practice forgiveness. Steve, it's the third time. You know what? You are right. Forget this. I don't know why I always listen to the little red guy on this side. You know, I gotta stop that. All right. Look at this. When you want to be seen is when you behave in ways that are out of your character. You know, I'm a nice guy. But in that moment, my longing for her to pay attention to me. You know what? That's why we have an extra room. Every married person got that one of them. We ended up together. Calm down. Oh, man, this is amazing. Thank you, Lord, for laughter. Listen to me. If you have felt unseen, unappreciated, unrecognized, I'm here this morning to let you know that the Father has seen what you've done in secret. And He is your reward. I want you to leave with this. What is unseen is more significant than what we see. Character is more significant than the gift. Well, it's awesome how you sing, but I want to see the inside. People say, oh my gosh, worship is awesome. You guys don't see the week of prayer they go through. I was preparing for this message and it consumed my whole week. I it consumed my whole week. And I was thinking, my gosh, I've always said, wow, Pastor Landon, Pastor Heather always bring like world-class messages. And this week I'm like, wow, we never celebrate the unseen. You know why? Because it's easy to celebrate what we see. It's hard to celebrate what is unseen. And today, culture today wants to push you into the seen. Say this with me, out loud and with confidence. My reward comes from God. Come on, say it louder. My reward comes from God. Come on, listen to me this morning. If you are in this place here this morning, if you've ever felt online, if you've ever felt like you've been overlooked, like if you've been working hard at something and no one pays attention, if you've been serving your heart out in this place and no one has recognized you, I want to tell you, God has seen you in the private. And He will reward you. And that's a promise. Man, I love that. It fires me up. You know why? Because everything I do, it ain't for you. It's not for you. I'm gonna land this plane right here, okay? Look at this. I want to read a story real quick, okay? It's found in Genesis 38, okay? Let's go there real quick. Genesis 38, verses 27 until the end, 27 through 30. So in this passage, it is incredible. I feel this is the word of the Lord for the house right now. This morning. It's incredible, okay? It's a wild story, okay? It's about Judah and his daughter Tamar. And if you ever want to read an R-rated story, go read that story because it's R-rated. I mean, when you read it, you're like, what in the... Judah did what? With who? And then... Like, for real. It's like, I mean, honestly, y'all don't need to go to the weird site section of Barnes & Nobles to, you know what I'm saying, read anything weird. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just open up Genesis 38 and trust me on this one, okay? It is incredible. Look at this. This is a story, okay, of Judah and his wife, and his daughter, Tamar, okay? And she was married to his oldest son. And his oldest son passed away. So she comes to him and says, hey, what now? He says, have my other son. And then he dies. And then she's like, Judah, you owe me a bloodline. And then he says, honestly, I ain't got time for you right now. Go home. I'm summarizing it. Go read it. It is a powerful story. And so in the process, okay, she actually dresses like a prostitute and ends up sleeping with her father-in-law, Judah. And then she gets pregnant. And it's crazy. And then he wanted to go on the Maury show. I want to prove this is mine. And then when he got the word, Judah, you are the father. You know what I'm saying? Judah was like, what? You know, that's my daughter. Anyway, go read it. It's wild. It is literally like a Maury Povich show story, okay? All right, but this is where I want to get. And then look at this. Hear my heart here this morning, Mercy Culture Church. Hear my heart right here, okay? Verse 27, we read about the birth experience, okay? And so she is pregnant with twins. Say with me, twins. Say it louder, twins. It's powerful. Look at this. Verse 27. When it came time for her labor, there were twins in her womb. And when she was in labor, one stuck out his hand, and the midwife put a scarlet thread on his hand, saying, "This one was out first." And all of a sudden, he drew his hand back in, and the other brother was born first. And she says, "What a breach you have made for yourself." Then his name was Perez, which means breakthrough. Afterward, the brother that had stuck out his hand, that had a scarlet thread around his hand, was born, and his name was Zara. So here's a story. It's incredible. I want you to follow me here, okay? Zara, the birth was happening, and Zara sticks out his hand from the womb, and the midwife has a scarlet thread, and she puts it around his hand, and she says, "This one came out first." Zara, you're the first one. Zara, you've been marked first. Zara, there's a scarlet thread around your hand to remind you for the rest of your life you were marked first. And all of a sudden, we see here an incredible thing that happened. That Zara brings his hand inside. Oh man, this is so powerful. Zara brings his hand inside so that he can go into hiding and push his brother out. Being first, being marked, having the opportunity to probably win the applause of being out first, the spotlight. With the scarlet thread around his hand, said, "I've been marked first, but I've been marked by God." This is what's incredible. Listen to me, church. Reading Matthew 1, we see that Jesus came through the bloodline of Perez. And so this week, I could hear as I'm reading the story, Zara with his hand out first, knowing that Jesus' bloodline was in his brother, not in him, saying, "I could be first, but it's not about me. It's about the purposes of God coming out. I must go into hiding, into the place unseen, into the places no one notices, into the places no one sees what I'm doing, into the place where no one is watching." Oh, I must go into hiding. No one's gonna see what I'm doing, but I'm gonna push my brother out. Zara's name means brilliance, he who shines, the bright one. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Going into the dark womb, but knowing you're marked by God, even in the dark places, you shine. I don't need no one to tell me who I am, what I'm doing, if it's good enough, if I'm smart enough, if I'm eloquent enough. I don't need no one to tell me, Steve, all I gotta see is the blood of Jesus on me, knowing that I was worth it all. I was worth it all. I was worth him hanging on a cross for me. He knew what I would do. He knew where I was going to be born. He knew I was going to be this height and do this and live through this. And yet still, people would say, you know what? You only go this far. But there was blood on me. There was a scarlet thread on you. Going into hiding when the culture wants you to push yourself to be public, God says, stay in the secret. Would we have a church, a place here full of people that understand that they've been marked already by the blood of Christ, knowing that they're not focused on who's on the platform. They're not focused who's preaching, who's singing. They know that their job is to push the purposes of God out. Come on, Mercy Culture Church, celebrate that. Celebrate that. Come on. Would we be a church? Would this be a place, a house, where people feel if I go there, I'm pushed? Every time I go to Mercy Culture, I find myself even more. I want to tell you this morning, if you have been feeling unseen, God sees you right now. I want to tell you this morning, if you've ever felt insignificant, right now you are significant. And we need you in this place. God needs you on this earth. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. You're not insignificant. But God is calling us to go into hiding and push the purposes of God out. I want to pray here this morning for anyone who has felt unseen in whatever season of life. If you felt insignificant in the season we're in, if you have felt unnoticed in the season of life you're in, I want you to raise your hand as high as you can. Unashamedly, you know why? Because I've been there. So many people are walking every single day feeling like that. And I want to tell you this morning, you matter to God. Oh, you matter to God. There's a scarlet thread on your hand. There's a scarlet thread on your hand. It's not what you do. It's not what you give. It's just who God says you are. You're my son. You're my daughter. And I've marked you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Mercy Culture Church. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend. To learn more about us, find us on social media and online at mercyculture.com.